USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chairman Jerome Powell has now announced that the Federal Reserve will raise its benchmark short-term interest rate faster than expected and high enough to restrain growth and hiring if this is necessary to slow rampaging inflation. At their meeting last week, Fed officials raised the key rate from near zero to a quarter to a half point and forecast they would carry out at least six more quarter point hikes this year. Powell said if necessary, the Fed would be open to raising rates by a more aggressive half point at multiple meetings to push rates into restrictive territory that will limit growth. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court, is facing four straight days of high-profile confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Today's session kicked off with 10-minute opening statements from committee members, 5-minute statements from outside introducers, and then 10 minutes from Jackson herself. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Russian forces might be facing air defense systems that the old Soviet Union produced and were acquired by the United States secretly, according to the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. is reportedly sending Soviet-made air defense systems to Ukraine in its efforts to support Ukraine with lethal aid, stopping short of delivering MiG jet fighters or declaring a NATO no-fly zone over the country amid Vladimir Putin's warnings that doing so would escalate the special military operation into a full-fledged war with NATO. There's good news for teachers in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he's raising the average minimum salary to all of the state's teachers to at least $47,500. Speaking at a charter school in Wilmington, Florida, the Republican governor said he's earmarking $800 million from the state's new budget to fund the pay increases, which includes even higher pay for more experienced teachers. DeSantis said it's crucial to reward educators for their hard work during the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A congressional candidate is questioning the leadership of President Joe Biden.
Many Americans wonder how the United States can stand by and watch a fellow republic get erased by Russian violence and tyranny. Congressional candidate Corey Mills has no faith in President Biden's leadership.
No, and in fact, I think what we see is a complete crisis in leadership. You know, Russia's invaded, you know, twice in 8 years, and in both times, Joe Biden was part of the executive branch. Let's clear up one thing, though. You know, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is not just about Russia trying to establish a pre-Soviet Union border. And what we're seeing is essentially the Russia-China-Iran alliance.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senators Joe Manchin and Susan Collins will oppose Sarah Bloom Raskin's nomination to the Federal Reserve's top job, overseeing banks and all but killing her already stalled bid to win confirmation. Raskin's nomination has been stuck in the Senate Banking Committee amid a GOP boycott of committee votes on her nomination, effectively blocking her confirmation to advancing to the Senate floor. Now, even if her nomination is able to get out of committee, Raskin would need at least one Republican to support her to be confirmed as the vice chair for supervision. Hope your brackets are still holding up for the big dance. There's a number of high seeds still remaining in the tournament. Three number 11s, Notre Dame, Michigan, and Iowa State. Two number 12 seeds, Richmond and New Mexico State. And number 15 seed, St. Peter's, still in the Sweet 16. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.